gonna be a pro wrestler, man. College football player, turned drug dealer, turned good guy. I think that'd be a good story, man.
Would you be Showtime?
The Godfather?
Nah, I'd be Cake Daddy.
Cake Daddy? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't want to know that. Don't you want to know why?
Wait, Cake Daddy? Why are you Cake Daddy?
He's laying down all the frosting on all the ladies.
No.
Ooh.
What would be funny though is if it somehow
you got like out your face.
Yeah.
Right. I like your Cake Daddy. All right.
Oh, you know what's funny, man? I grew up, man. I'm a big Jim Ross fan.
Oh, come
on. I was
a
big wrestling guy when I was a kid, man. I just as I became an adult, I didn't watch it as much. But I remember being a little boy. My grandmother liked it, man. That's what was so funny. We would sit there and watch wrestling. Like, you know, I grew up in the day when you didn't have a whole lot of channels, so you had to kind of watch something. So we would sit there and watch wrestling and laugh.
Were you a JYD fan? He was from the South.
Yeah, Junkyard Dog. And I'm going to tell you.
On the Crossroads show with Lindsey Buckingham, and you've worked with John Mellencamp and Pharrell Williams, and you've recorded songs by Alicia Keys, recorded a song by Oasis. I mean, it seems like you're not worried about going over the border.
Absolutely not. You know, I think, you know, it's just music, and music can inspire you, and so many different kinds of music can inspire you. I mean, we are not afraid at all, and to be honest, I mean, we were really inspired by some Beatles music coming in to make this music.
This traffic is fucked up.
A friend of ours, a musician friend, had acquired somehow find it.
And I need to get over so I can go straight, but I don't think I'm going to be able to, so I'm going to have to turn left. Or I could just, I mean, do this. This is, well, that worked out okay. Except it's just more, well, fuck it. Oh boy. It's bad out here. Okay. I got into a normal lane that will take me for the next several blocks, and then I can try to get over again. Actually, I'm just going to get over now. Look at this. That was one of the more hectic moments getting out of the office and making the turns I needed to make to get on my way, but at least we got that done. Someone honked at me, and I was aggressive for a moment there, where I was like, man, fuck that shit. But we're fine. Everything's fine.
Jockey on an oldie station, and you had to play a lot of Beatles songs. Is that true?
That is true. I got a job when I was 16.
It's raining quite hard out here.
Like a the happy hour right here at SiriusXM Fly. I'm HB, man. Loving this Woman to Woman Wednesday. Loving the fact that I'm giving the ladies the opportunity to shout out a special man in their life. And I said, if you email me at heatherb@siriusxm.com, I may not be able to read the entire email because some of the emails are a little long, but that's okay.
Going. Oh, actually, that's good. If they go, then they'll be way ahead of me, and then I can just swing across behind them to make this turn. Oh, man. Oh, none of them are riding fast enough. So, I'm going to squeeze between these two bikes, go through the bike lane, and out the other side into this right turn lane that's on the far side of the bike lane. It's very... Pull up. Hooray.
The stories behind the songs. New sessions premiere Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And you can stream episodes on demand with your phone or at home on SiriusXM connected devices and speakers. Go to SiriusXM.com/listen-at-home to learn more. Fixing, we're not together.
using ELDs for over 17 billion miles. Take control of
our touring schedule a little bit.
What is out your dreams? Fuck Bob D. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you. Die slow, motherfucker. My phone, phone makes sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug like riders, west side.
Four quadruple. Of Busta Rhymes more than I actually like Busta Rhymes. Like in theory, I'm like, oh yeah, Busta Rhymes, I like Busta Rhymes. But
take it from the top. One, two. My mic sound nice. Check.
You like Buster more than a whole lot of other rappers?
Sure, yeah. No, he's pretty, he's upper half. Definitely. If not more.
A lot of people rap. So, yeah, definitely.
I heard them say they never knew I rap. Man of many talents, this is one way I maneuver that.
Stretch out, relax. All right. I'm going to be driving for a while. Let my jaw hang slack a little bit. The day is over. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. Busta Rhymes with Tribe. Definitely. Of course. I'd say he's trying shit, you know? Like, some of it's maybe a little gimmicky here and there or something, but whatever, that's... Wow. Yo. It's fucked up outside. Holy shit! I lost my whole train of thought. What's that one Busta Rhymes track that I'm thinking of? Touch It. That's what I'm thinking. I like the track, you know, whatever. It's like his quiet, loud thing is, like, fun.
Money is gone. All my bitches are tipsy. See how they singing the song. But I'll be getting a stick of
every time I give you pain, you sit there knocking your whip. Come on, make all homies do a thing, bitch. Locking the strip, come on. Lot of mommies are dancing and they shaking their hips. After that, they get slow, put the thing on their lips. I love it.
Kind of liking this track, but now that we are listening to it again for the first time in a while,
I'm back.
When he says he's down with the Wicked Crew, do you think he's talking about the Insane Clown Posse? They're wicked clowns. I mean, probably, right? I mean, he played at the Gathering.
Yeah.
I remember hearing this song when I was in junior high for the first time, and the alarming, like the part of it that was like most like, oh man, to me was the part at the beginning when he talks about being a devil worshiper. Like, oh no, what is that? That doesn't sound good. The rest of it, like, yeah, whatever. Two Live Crew fan. That's what I'm hearing. Not into it until they broke nationally. I see. not a true Two Live Crew fan if you're not listening to, you know, Move Something, the second album, before they broke nationally, you know. Couple years older than me, came home from the flea market with a copy of Move Something, a bootleg tape of that, and the Colors soundtrack. Pirate Radio, that's fucking cool. Did she ever go to the Pac Jam Team Disco? As depicted on the back of one of the albums. I used to work with a guy who was from Hialeah, or a couple of guys who were from Hialeah. And we would speak at length about the Pac Jam Team Disco. Yes, the color soundtrack is better than Move Something. Yes, that's, yeah, definitely. Now, then, when I was 13, that Two Live Crew album was fucking crazy. Album Move Something by Two Live Crew.
Got it. Here's the album Move Something by the Two Live Crew.
Sound very excited about this.
Spending on the spot,
funky good time. Please explain.
Moves.
Taken came out before they figured out what the Two Live Crew really was. You know, these first two albums that they put out, it's like, oh, they're cursing a lot. But not on every track. It's like, some of it's just like, oh, I don't know, this is just old school. You got a drum machine and rapping about rapping. Rapping about being an MC and whatnot. It wasn't until the next album when they realized, like, they hit upon the formula of, oh, wait, this should all just be filthy.
now the trims and bows to the hoes with nice figures. But on the ab, you're a pussy ass nigga.
by me, the professor is professing to the simplest form. I'll keep my rhyme in perspective. So can I take the mic and give the people some directive?
Rhymes are something you must comprehend. And every time that I rhyme, I would always ascend to levels like no man before me. My skills and talents I would prove to be. Yet I ice the lyrics in the lineage and rhyme. And in every rhyme, I will show you a sign of the time where my music is going. And the power of my fans will be showing. In everything that I say, everything that I do, and to the people, I'll always be true. So step on the stage, give us the mic, so we can rock the people the way you would like. Cause we're the two MCs with all the skill. We're down by law and we know the deal. There's only one thing we do and we do it right. And that's rocking party people with DJ Mike.
Yeah, I mean, double axe handles, they're devastating. You get some good strength behind it, you get a high power level going to that double axe handle, see some fucking serious shit. Just a quality jam. That's all. That's all. Sounds like it was written yesterday.
Seven.
it's Andrew Dice Clay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's Andrew Dice Clay. Another thing that was, like, interesting when I was in junior high. I'm gonna go. Have a good night. I'll see you.